Tennessee's business community has long linked itself closely to Japan. The state is home to nearly 200 Japanese companies, and a prominent Tennessee businessman is poised to be the next U.S. ambassador to the country. WPLN's Emily Siner reports on one Nashville-based startup that's using that close relationship to launch a language app.
We're standing inside a school, or at least that's how this video is supposed to make the user feel.
Welcome to the hallways of Knowledge Academies. This is our ninth grade hallway.
The video was filmed in a real charter school in Nashville. The speaker walks backward and the camera follows along.
What age group are your kids, ma'am?
A sample script pops up to practice out loud. The idea behind this program, called APTO, is to simulate real-world situations that aren't taught in a language class, like registering your kids for school, or going to the doctor, or getting a driver's license. This is something that Tracy Snowden found was a hang-up when she was teaching English to foreign expats in Tennessee.
A lot of times they're learning British English, or they're learning just overly formal language, and they weren't really prepared for the cultural and language scenarios that they'd face on a day-to-day basis.
In November, Snowden's company officially launched APTO, which means adapt in Latin. It already has powerful endorsements. Tennessee's Economic and Community Development Agency is helping Snowden network with Japanese companies. And Nissan North America has committed to testing the app on its foreign employees. The company is headquartered in Franklin and brings a rotating group of about 80 Japanese nationals to Tennessee each year.
When they move here, the language barrier would be probably one of the most challenging.
Misato Brown works with these employees at Nissan and is a Japanese immigrant herself. She says the company already pays for language tutors and classes, but she thinks APTO will complement what they're learning, for example, by exposing them to real voices they might hear.
When I moved to Tennessee, I had a really hard time with the Southern accent because it's just so different.
Brown says Nissan will try out APTO when the next batch of Japanese employees comes to Tennessee in March. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.